Now let us now turn our hearts to God as we prepare to meet the Lord in this new year. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who shines in glory, clothes us in compassion, and bears gifts of mercy for all. Amen. Let us confess our sins with confidence in God's promise of forgiveness. Let us take a few moments of silence. We confess that
we have sinned from your gifts and chosen our own way.
We have not made room for you in our hearts
or in our world. We desire gifts that will not endure. Forgive us our sins, known and unknown, and open us to receive the peace of Jesus dwelling in us and among us. Amen.
Amen. God's loving kindness has appeared to us in Christ our Savior. We are saved not by anything we have done, but by God's mercy poured out on us richly. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Through the Spirit living in you, God, give you faith to trust Jesus, who is love born for you now and always. Let all God's people say, Amen. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-giving God, you reveal the incarnation of your Son by the brilliant shining of a star. Shine the light of your justice always in our hearts and over all lands, and accept our lives as a treasure we offer in your praise and for your service. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
This morning's first reading is from the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter. A reading from Isaiah. Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons come from far away, and your daughter shall be carried on the nurse's arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. The word of God.
Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son, that he may rule your people righteously, and the poor with justice, that the mountains may bring prosperity to the people, and the hills in righteousness. Let him defend the needy among the people, rescue the poor, and crush the oppressor. All kings shall bow down before him. May he live as long as the sun and moon endure, from one generation to another. Let him come down like rain upon the mown field, like showers that water the earth. In his time may the righteous flourish, and let there be an abundance of peace till the moon shall be no more. May the kings of Tarshish and of the isles pay tribute, and the kings of Sheba and Seba offer gifts. All things shall bow down before him. May all the kings bow down before him, and all the nations do him service. For the king delivers the poor who cry out in distress, the oppressed and those who have no helper. He has compassion on the lowly and poor, and preserves the lives of the needy. From oppression and violence he redeems their lives, and precious is their blood in his sight. All things shall bow down before him.
The second reading is from the book of Ephesians. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelations, as I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ through the gospel. Of this gospel I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given me by the workings of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring the Gentiles the news of the boundless richness of Christ, and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he has carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence through faith in him. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to Matthew, the second chapter, beginning with the first verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the child who's been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you found him, bring me word so I may go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they then saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Good morning, group. Good morning. One of these days. Okay, so anybody get anything really cool for Christmas that they just have to tell me about? Nothing? Nothing. You can't be serious. Well, it's a good thing I brought things I was excited for Christmas. Let's see. I got a couple gifts. They're pretty cool. Let me show you. Let's see. Got some new Vikings mittens. Those are important. Keep you warm. Throw some good snowballs, right? There's a gift in my pocket that I'm not going to show you because I'm not silly enough to bring out a $20 bill. Oh, of course, a Batman. Why not? That's a great gift. That's many practical uses for that, right? Right? No? Man. You guys, these are like the coolest gifts I've ever gotten, I think. Come on. Be a little more excited. Amazing gifts. All right. Anyway, these are some exciting gifts. But did you know? Were you paying attention? Were there presents given today? No? Anybody pay attention? Do you remember what they were? There's three of them. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Yeah. Three pretty cool gifts, right? Yeah. Kind of interesting to give those to a baby. I don't know if when you were born you got gold, frankincense, or myrrh, or even if you were a little older. I sure didn't get any of that. But there's all sorts of gifts. And yet, there seems to be one more pretty cool gift in this bag. Let me see. Oh, a little candle. Got a little light there. Maybe we should set this light right over here. Since it's Epiphany, the season of light, the light coming into the world is probably the coolest gift ever. The gift of Jesus. And that's also in here. This cross. To remind us of that great gift that came to us at this time of year too. Greater than these. These, I'm going to get tired of these at some point in life. But the cross and Jesus, it's never going to get old. And being the kind of guy I am, I guess, I brought you a gift that you're welcome to have. And it's a candy cane. Would you like a candy cane? Your mom can have one too, it's all right. Have one and pass it around. Well, it's probably dangerous to hand it to you, but you can grab one and grab one for your mom, maybe for your dad. It's all right. Grab a candy cane if you want. And there's a little symbolism to this candy cane too. It's pretty interesting. And it's an old story of the legend of the candy cane, about this great gift that's come into the world. So when you look at that candy cane, what do you notice? You see the red stripes on that candy cane as it comes around? According to this legend, those stripes are red like the blood that was shed for all of us. The white of the candy cane is the pureness of our Savior, who is sinless and pure. And you know what happens if you turn a candy cane upside down? What's it look like? It's a letter, a J. J's for Jesus, my Lord and our Savior. And then if you turn it around again, what else does it look like? The shepherd's, a shepherd's staff. Jesus was born for us, and he is our shepherd. That's pretty neat, isn't it? A lot of stuff can be seen in that candy cane. So take it with you and remember that that gift of Jesus is the greatest gift of all, greater than anything we got at Christmas, greater than gold, frankincense, even myrrh. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for coming into this world and for sending the greatest gift of all, your Son, to set us free. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I feel like today should be like one of those TV shows that says previously on. Previously on Christmas. And trust me, my brain does weird things when it thinks about Christmas. Every who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Please don't ask why. Nobody quite knows the reason. Yada, 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 yada. I'll steal Christmas. All that good stuff. And then you get to the very end, you got the Grinch. He's got it up here. And he said, you know, I'm ready to hear that bad noise. Okay? So, he's listening. He's listening. The sound comes, starts out low, and it starts to grow. But the sound didn't sound sad. It sounded glad. It sounded very merry. Merry, very, yes. Oh, and he's listening. He says, how could this be so? He couldn't stop Christmas from coming. It came somehow or another. It came just the same. It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. Maybe Christmas doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas perhaps means just a little bit more. Okay, so seriously, I've read that book too many times this Christmas. But it's what's on my mind. I can't help it. The Grinch. The Grinch. The Grinch. And Zoe can attest to how many times we've read that story of the Grinch. And yet, honestly, previously on Christmas, we had the little baby born in the stable. Mary and Joseph made it to Bethlehem. Something great happened. Jesus comes into the world. The angels come. They say, he's here. He's here. Jesus is here. Glory to God in the highest heaven. He's here. The shepherds come running. They see it. They run and tell everybody. Kind of leaves you hanging. And sometimes we really do get left hanging. Because that little nativity scene that we have in our house always seems to include the wise men. But this is the kind of year where Epiphany actually falls on a Sunday. And the wise men actually get that moment to shine. Sometime later, and we know it's a little bit later because no longer are they in that stable. It talks about being in a house. And they come and they arrive. The season of light is here. The Epiphany following that star. And Mr. Grinch just seems to be so appropriate because there is a part of the story that we like to ignore so much. The dark part of Christmas story. The dark part that usually gets hidden amongst all of this. It's usually skipped. And it's another Grinch. You probably can figure out who this Grinch is. His name is King Herod. But instead of his heart growing three sizes like Mr. Grinch over here, it probably shrunk three sizes. There's so much more to this story going on when this light comes into the world. It's more than simply the wise men coming and bringing these gifts. So let's revisit that story just for a moment. We know where we came from. Where are we now? The wise men, they're wandering. They're following that star that they saw from the beginning at its rising. And they're following it. They want to pay this king homage. And they get to Jerusalem. They get to King Herod. And they say, where is this king that's promised to be born? Where is the Messiah? How do you think King Herod's going to take this news that there's a new king in town? Not too well. We're talking about a guy that assassinated quite a few people, most likely. Some of them his own sons, who would try to take the throne, try to screw up succession plans. He wiped the power so much that he held onto it tight. And hearing about somebody else that's going to come and take his power, he might say, I must stop this Christ from coming. But how? How can I stop this Christ from coming into the world? Seems like a very Grinchy idea to ask the wise men, where is this baby? Where's this child that's been born in Bethlehem? And everybody comes together and they tell him he's in Bethlehem. Just as it's been written, he's there. They ask, when did the star appear? And they tell him exactly when, so he has an idea of when this person, child was born. But then he says, well, okay, I'll play nice. You go and find where this baby is, this child is. And as soon as you find him, you come on back. Tell me exactly where he is, and I promise I will go and pay homage to him. I will gladly go. Please. So the plan's in place, but I don't know if it's going to go through. The wise men go, they arrive eventually at the house, they follow the light and the star, and they come bringing those three gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Three gifts that seem very appropriate as we were singing in the song, We Three Kings, and as has been told of what they could mean. The gold brought perhaps for the divine to a king. It's appropriate for somebody that is now king and is truly God with us. The frankincense for holiness and righteousness, a very pleasing aroma. One that's used in the temple, very pleasing to God. Seems like a good gift to give to the Son of God. And myrrh, which can be for the suffering and affliction and used in death. Don't know if they knew it, but of course he's human. Sometime he's going to die. But I don't know if they knew exactly how big a death this was going to be and how he wasn't going to stay dead. Three gifts that they brought to Jesus. And yet the fourth gift, sitting right there, that little baby, is the greatest gift of all. Light come into the world, shining in the darkness that the darkness could not and never will overcome. That fourth gift of Jesus sitting right in front of them, greater than any of those three gifts, any of the gifts that we could ever bring. A gift for us all, grace, forgiveness of sins, eternal life, promises of a resurrection, soon giving himself up a few years later for us all. What an amazing gift. And yet, King Herod might not know how great a gift this is, but he wants to snuff out that light. Keep the light from coming. Keep God, perhaps, out of the world, out of our lives. Whether he knew it was God or not, he wants it gone. The wise men hear an angel visits them and says, go back another way. King Herod isn't going to do anything nice to this child. Joseph is told in a dream later in Matthew 2 to go to Egypt. Flee, get out of here. And then Herod, the Grinch he is, doesn't give up. When he finds out he's been tricked, he's infuriated. And he goes and kills all the children in and around Bethlehem who are 2 years and under. If that's not a Grinchy thing to do, I don't know what is. It's a horrible thing to hear about. Eventually, Herod dies and Jesus and his family come back. But as much as Herod tries to snuff out the light of this season, the light that shines in the darkness, even he could not overcome it. He could not stop Christ from coming. Somehow or another, Christ came just the same. The light shines. The light comes into our lives, and it cannot be snuffed out. Death can't even snuff out this light. It is ours forever. It's the best gift ever. And we're going to sing about this light multiple times today. The choir is going to sing about it. We're going to sing about it at the very end. We sang a little bit about it at the beginning, this day of light. This little light of mine, we're going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, gave it to you, gave it to us all, and we're going to let it shine. And everywhere we go, let that light shine. Sounds like a daunting task to let that light shine. Especially sometimes in our own lives where maybe there's darkness. Who knows what kind of situation we're in. But that light still shines and cannot ever be snuffed out. That's an amazing promise, an amazing gift, greater than gold, frankincense, and myrrh. A gift for us all, the gift of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God for that light. Amen.
After each petition with the prayers of intercession, your response will be, your mercy is great. Dwelling in the presence of God with us, Let us boldly pray for the church, for the world, and for all in need. Let us pray. Drawn into the light of God, we pray for the proclamation of the grace of Jesus Christ. Give us courage and boldness to go forth into the world to tell the good news of what God has done. Hear us, O God. Drawn into the glory of creation, we pray for the earth. Sustain every living thing with abundant resources, clean water, and sustainable harvest. Help us to steward all that you have provided. Hear us, O God. Drawn into the brightness of God's presence, we pray for the nations of the world. And this morning we pray especially for our president and the government and for those who are struggling financially because of the shutdown. Reveal your compassion and peace for the sake of all who are overshadowed by war and devastation and for those who live in the shadow of oppression, violence, and fear. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Drawn into the light of healing, we pray for all who wait for healing and relief of suffering, especially those listed in our bulletin. We pray for Rolf, Liam, baby Nora, Heather, Levi, Karen, Dwayne, Ione, Catherine, Tim, missionaries Colin, Jenny, Josie, and Amos, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Millennials. Give us hope in the promise of new life, where pain and suffering will be no more. Hear us, O God. Drawn into the dawn of a new day and a new year, we pray for the ongoing reconciliation between people. Make us bold to name the sin in our lives and unite us in the promise of forgiveness and mercy. Hear us, O God. Drawn into the promise of everlasting life, we pray for those who mourn and give thanks for all the saints who now rest in the brightness of God's presence, especially those that we silently name in our hearts. Make us confident in our worship as we reflect the light of God with eternal praise. Hear us, O God. Trusting in the presence of God by the power of the Holy Spirit, we commend for all whom we pray, dwelling in the light and hope of Christ, our Savior. The peace of Christ be with you.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Receive this blessing. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you and keep you in hope and peace. Amen. Amen.
Arise, shine, and go in peace. Share the joy of Christ.
Thanks be to God.